Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Kentan. The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, has written to the Election Commission of India informing its decision to abstain from participating in the ensuing Lok Sabha election. ENPO's letter addressed to ECI stated that Eastern Nagaland has reaffirmed its commitment to the Chen Moho resolution taken on March 19 this year, wherein it was resolved not to participate in any central or state elections against a failure to settle the creation of Frontier Nagaland Territory as offered and assured by the MHA on 7 December 2023. It explained to ECI that despite numerous reminders through letters and mass public rallies, the MHA turned its deaf ear and finally modal code of conduct was announced by the ECI. To this, the Eastern Nagaland populace feels compelled to take this course of action as a means of expressing its collective discontentment, the ENPO added. Further, the organization underscored that the decision to abstain from participating in any central and state electoral process should not be taken lightly, as it reflects the sentiments and aspirations of the Eastern Nagaland people who have tirelessly advocated for their rights and aspirations within the framework of democratic governance. ENPO also said the decision to abstain from polls is not intended as an act of defiance against the electoral machinery or the principles of democracy. The organization therefore requested the ECI through the state chief electoral officer to take note of its decision and make necessary arrangements to accommodate their abstention from the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Meanwhile, Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee supported the demand of ENPO as genuine and implored upon the Government of India to accept ENPO's demand and to refrain from taking any steps that is in contravention to the spirit of ENPO resolutions. Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has emphasized the pivotal role of technology in transforming the criminal justice system. Delivering the 20th D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi on the occasion of CPI Day yesterday, Justice Chandrachud advocated to adopt new technology to tackle new-age criminal networks effectively. He said the need of the hour is to recognize the complexity of CPI proceedings and to leverage technology to avoid delays. The Chief Justice of India said the role of technology will facilitate speedy and fair trial. He stressed the importance of collaboration among all stakeholders in the criminal justice system and also the necessity for training to ensure inclusivity and prevent the digital divide. On the occasion, the Chief Justice of India also presented the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Police Medals for Meritorious Service to CBI officers. Rajbhavan Kohima celebrated Odisha State Foundation Day yesterday. Governor Lal Ganesan, while addressing the gathering, highlighted the undying spirit of the people of Odisha, their resilience in the face of adversities, and their unparalleled contribution to art, culture, and the freedom struggle of our great nation. He said Nagaland and Odisha are geographically distant, yet close in spirit. The governor also lauded the Odisha community in Nagaland for their steadfastness in preserving the cultural heritage despite the distance from their origins. Ganeshan underscored their pivotal contribution to the diverse cultural fabric of Nagaland and urged all to embrace the opportunity for mutual learning and celebration, thereby reinforcing unity amidst diversity. The SEBI SEBI has launched a new and more user-friendly version of its complaint redress system, Scores 2.0. The new version of Scores will make the process more efficient through auto-routing, auto-escalation, monitoring by the designated bodies, and reduction of timelines. According to SEBI, timeline for redressal of complaints in Scores 2.0 has been reduced to 21 calendar day. Besides, there will be two levels of review, first by the designated body, and if the investor is dissatisfied, SEBI will undertake a second review. Investors will be able to lodge complaints only through a new version of Scores, which is accessible on scores.sebi.gov.in. older website, scores.gov.in, will only remain operational for investors to check the status of their old complaints. SEBI informed that old Scores app has been discontinued and a new app will be launched soon. And in sports, Tokyo Olympics medalist Mirabai Chanu became the only Indian weightlifter to qualify for Paris Olympics this year after competing successfully at IWF World Cup in Phuket, Thailand yesterday. 29-year-old Olympic silver medalist finished third in Group B of the women's 49-kilogram category and 11th overall at the event to book her berth at 2024 Paris Games. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.